The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Amy Lubick, incumbent. Age, 39. Years as a Port Moody resident, 9. Occupation, health policy researcher. Most recent civic, volunteer work? City councillor, chair of climate action, environmental protection, as well as parks and recreation committees and the Tri-Cities Food Council. Representative on the Homelessness and Housing Task Force. Website. amilubick.ca. Email. reelect.amilubick@gmail.com. Phone. 604-767-0914. Facebook. At Amilubick Port Moody. Twitter. At Amy_Lubick. Instagram. At Olubick. Why are you running for public office? City Council decisions on housing, a healthy environment, community connectedness, access to services and reconciliation have an enormous impact on all residents. By centering community health and well-being in all of my decision-making, and working collaboratively with my colleagues on council, I am proud to have made meaningful progress on many of these issues over the last 4 years, but there is still so much more to do. I am running again to continue to advocate around affordable housing, the environment, and community well-being, and because I believe Port Moody needs a strong public health voice on council. What is your number one issue and why? My top priority is ensuring that the above social and environmental determinants of health are thoughtfully integrated into all council discussions. Many residents are having to make difficult choices regarding safe and affordable housing near family, access to healthy food, childcare, and protecting themselves and their loved ones in a changing climate. Focusing on health will also help us protect the trees and parks that are so essential to our mental and physical well-being, and guide decisions on development in a way that enhances the community we love. Using this lens, I believe we can create a more inclusive city.